So we let listeners vent to us on the reg, right? You give us your little quirk. We'll decide whether it's normal or nope, it ain't normal.
Sprinkled with a little judgment.
Yeah, you know, but we're an open book here. So yeah, normal or nope, having a strong dislike for a sports team because someone who hurt you was a huge fan.
Oh, all right.
Like, I can no longer like the Cats because my ex-boyfriend was a huge Cats fan.
Wow. Okay.
I'm just giving you an example. What about you?
I mean, I've never, because I haven't really had
you don't have an sports fan
love. Exactly.
Right. You don't have a sports fan.
I don't get emotionally invested. So for me, not super normal.
Yeah. You know what? That I could see how that would be normal, but it hasn't happened to me either. The sports teams that I've surrounded myself with, my wife likes the same ones. So it's not like that's an issue.
You're not a house divided.
Right. Not a house divided. Okay. So what are we saying? I'm saying it's normal, even though it's not necessarily something that you or I have experienced.
This kind of falls in the vein of like, you know, if you had a bad experience with like a Jason, like I'm not dating any more Jasons.
Oh.
Right? Isn't that kind of the same thing? Like you associate anything future with something in the past you didn't like.
I want to say I had a friend who didn't want to name his kid a certain name his wife wanted because it was the name of an ex of his.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. A little.
I was going to say, has anyone been able to jump over that hurdle? I think that would be a tough one, especially if it was a bad break. But you would think that your current partner would know about any sort of, you know, your dating history.
Well, and when you explain that maybe they'd be like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I guess Jason is not going to be the name of our kid. normal or nope, balancing the eggs in the carton evenly and rearranging them as you use them to keep it even. That's normal.
Oh, that is not. That's normal?
That's normal.
You do that?
Oh, yeah.
I pay zero attention to that kind of.
I'm sorry, Kelly. You have to be able to cook, and you have to cook on the reg.
Eggs,
so
sir.
I'm just saying you don't open the egg carton very often. I'm sure.
I do. So. I do. I do. Maybe it's because the eggs that I choose to use, I'm not creating some sort of weird pattern that needs to be rearranged. Maybe that's it.
I will make sure that at least, you know, if there's an egg chosen out of the middle, like we'll get the 18, you know, the dozen and a half carton of eggs.
And you just go in a row, don't you? Don't you just go in a nice row?
Yeah, but sometimes there'll be an errant egg that's just taken, and so you gotta arrange them and make sure that
who's taking the errant egg and throwing off the balance.
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, I think that's normal.
I don't pay that much attention. I guess we just take them out in a normal, organized fashion. That's not necessary in our house.
All right. This one, normal or nope, as a woman going into a stall in a public ladies' room, seeing that the seat is flipped up, feeling victorious because that probably means you're the first person to use it after it's been cleaned.
Oh, yes. That is a little victory. I haven't really sat there to contemplate that. Because most of the time it's just like, oh, I got to go.
I would say this is similar in the men's restroom when you go in and you see that the bowl has cleaning solution in it.
Right, yes.
And you're like, yeah,
Freshly cleaned.
Yeah, freshly cleaned. I'm going to christen this toilet right now.
I'm going to ruin that right now. Great. Yeah, that's one of life's little gifts.
Oh, man. Okay, this is another one. Sharing earbuds with your partner.
No, we all have our own.
Yeah, would you though? That's the thing.
Because what if there's like little ear potatoes on it? And like you're sharing ear potatoes. I don't think anybody needs that. You know what I mean?
So funny story about my wife. She has, it's kind of a joke in our family that we have given her so many different earbuds, AirPods for every sort of Christmas, birthday, holiday,
yeah.
Because she loses one of them all the time.
Oh, bless her heart.
So she's got like two or three cases that only have one in them because the other one either has been lost or eaten by the dog.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so.
Oh, we need to be more responsible with that.
Sharing earbuds, I'm going to say that's not normal.
Yeah, no, we're not sharing those, right? We're not.
Yeah,
right?
I would never. I don't know. Yeah,
those go in one of your orifices. I'm not sharing that now.
Nope. Come on now.
Hashtag ear potatoes.
Oh shoot, that's funny.
Yeah.
I do like this. Is this normal or nope? Eating your pizza backwards.
No, who does that? That's kind of psychopathish, isn't it? We all start at the point. It's easier.
Well, unless you have party squares.
Okay.
And then there is no point.
Exactly. Well, then that doesn't apply here. If there is a crust,
okay,
you're holding on to that. That's what you hold on to, so that your fingers don't get all saucy, right?
That's why
we do that.
There was a pizza company that had a campaign to turn it around backwards, right?
Right. Well, yeah. That's when they like stuffed the crust.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Pizza Hut. I'm not sure, but yeah. I feel like that was the thing. But still, no, I'm not doing it that way. I will enjoy the stuffed crust when I get to the crust.
Valerie,
when I started the point.
Valerie rolls in on text and says, I eat pizza backwards. See?
Do you really?
So Valerie's like, yep, that's normal for me.
Is it feeling like being a rebel when you do that? Is there like a reason, like I am going to go against society and do this?
Oh, Megan had texted in about the whole name thing. Like, you know, remember we were talking about strong dislike for a sports team because someone who hurt you was a huge fan. And then we're like, oh, that's probably the same, like with names and boyfriends and ex-girlfriends.
Yes.
And Megan said, teachers can relate. Used to love a certain name, but then had a poorly behaved student by the same name and totally ruined the name for me.
By the time she rolled the son, she's like, I'm not naming him that.
Nope, I was going to, but man,
I get
this
it.
Hellion I had in class.
Yep.
Can't.
I get it. Not doing that.
That's funny.
Not at all.
All right. Normal or no. We'll get to more of these a little bit later on in the show here on 99.7 DJX.